In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
This is the best version of this song. You smell gravy? Fucking smell gravy. Or chili.
Wait, is Young Gravy going to appear on this song in a minute?
Nah, like real gravy.
No.
Like, you know, you get a hot Cindy Bicky or you get a gravy bick.
No, Paige, are you chewing on a bouillon cube or anything?
Kinda.
I thought it was a cough drop.
My bad.
I got some ajou in my mouth.
Some ajou.
Some protein.
Nice.
Lemmy sounds like a constipated Bruce Springsteen.
God, he
rest in
did.
Peace.
Boy, he kind of talked like that, too.
Like Lemmy.
What are you doing? Hey, buddy. I wonder what happened to all his stuff. Did you ever see the Lemmy documentary?
No.
It was.
You watch so many documentaries.
Well, this was years ago. They would follow him around town. You know, people would recognize him, take pictures or whatever. But they go to his apartment, and he was a hoarder, big time. But he had a lot of war memorabilia, too, like from World War II.
Well,
he had a lot of Nazi memorabilia.
Oh,
he,
Jesus.
He had a lot of Nazi swords and knives and whatnot.
Oh, they use swords?
Oh, yeah. And he had a tank, too. He bought a tank.
What?
Yeah.
Is it one from Spartanburg or somewhere
no.
else?
No. It's just real interesting all this, because he would literally play Xbox all day and then go to the bar or the record store, but he was such a hoarder. Just wonder what happened to all this
stuff.
And he
lived in an apartment?
Yeah, just like a regular apartment.
I'm sure it's the Kilmeister Museum is being open soon.
This is kind of wondering.
Triple H probably bought it off.
He probably.
I think a Lemmy. I think a Triple H.
He might have floated him some money, right? I would imagine.
Or paid him a lot of money to do his theme song.
Like, he couldn't have much money if he was living in an apartment where he was full of stuff.
Like, are you well versed on Lemmy, like music? You know, like his songs. Like, you probably know the three. I mean, he had a lot, but like, there's three that stand out. I still think that "Time to Play the Game" is his best song.
You like that better than "Evolution"?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That one. That was forced.
Yeah.
It's "Time to Play the Game." It's like that's a good song can be. You know. A good song. Like, it doesn't have to just be walkout music, you know? You know what I mean? Like, UFC guys, they always use, you know, real songs. I like how wrestling went toward that, you know, with selected people. Most of them are made by that, there's this awful outfit that WWE uses. I forget what it's called, like Riot Act music or something.
Oh,
and it sounds all like the same song, just like they run it through some generator to make the same song. I'm here. I'm going to whip your ass.
Makes you appreciate Johnstone more, or Johnston, however you want
Jim
to say
Johnstone.
It.
Jim Johnstone? Yeah.
All the stuff you went through to do it. I think Lemmy said, actually, that he made the most money when he had co-written a couple songs for Ozzy, and then he wrote a song Metallica picked up or covered or something, but that was like the bulk of his money.
I want to see a meme right now with Lemmy with dreadlocks and an 8-pack ab and call it Lemmy Kravitz. Someone make it, please.
Oh,
someone, you could make Lord. It in 2 seconds.
I don't want to look. I guarantee you it's already been done.
I will look.
Got it, because that's a good idea. That's funny.
Yeah, but see, now people just, they sit around and come up with stuff like that for just for fun and just make a, I'm like, I would go make a t-shirt before I just give it away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everything's been thought of. It is, isn't it? I can only imagine what it looks
it's
like.
It's a subset on Reddit called Lemmy Kravitz where people, God bless, there's a account on Twitter at Lemmy Kravitz.
It's like the,
I'm just like a day late and a dollar short.
Dude, I thought, you know, like Mr. Bean, like I thought of, I swear I thought of he and Lil Wayne face swap, and it's already been done way before.
Mr. Wayne?
Mr. Bean and Lil Wayne.
Well, what?
Just the face swap.
Oh.
Back, you know, it didn't last long, but that was a thing for a little bit.
Yeah.
Face swapping, and it just got surpassed.
Dude, remember, like, you know, it was around Christmas when they launched Jib Jab.
Yes.
And that sold for like $1 billion. Somebody bought it.
Why? It was so,
I don't know. It's it like so antiquated now. It's like, I mean, now I'm going to look that up too. I'm having fun on Google today, everyone.
It was so corny. And I even made one where I took a naked man picture.
You put his butt on the face,
yes,
or something.
Yes, yeah, where the elves were.
Jim.
Because you could do it for free for what, 30 seconds or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. I want to see who bought it. Dang it.
I don't know how it was a moneymaker.
So listen to this. You mind if I ask you live on the radio, Fat Boy, a question?
Sure.
Catapult Capital bought, this is not the question. I was reading what I Googled. Catapult, oh my God.
Didn't.
Catapult bought it in 2019 and sold it to Netflix a year later.
Why would they
buy it? Would Netflix buy it? They also bought another company called Storybots, which is little robots telling stories. They're just spending money left and right, is Netflix. Yeah.
Did they come on in the first Obama election? Is that what made them famous, Jib Jab?
I thought it was at Christmas time.
It was one of the elections at first.
It was like the little shorts at Christmas time. I remember the elf thing.
So, yes, can I ask you a question? On the spot question.
Yeah.
Are you coming to the Christmas party on Saturday? Christmas.
I don't know.
You didn't know.
But I did.
Did you click maybe?
I did click maybe
because I finally got invited to it after we talked about it. So I don't know if somebody heard the segment or if they just, you know, I don't know. So I at least clicked maybe.
Yeah. So what's the maybe decide on? Like how the rest of the week goes? Or are you coming up with a good excuse why you're not going still?
There might be a scheduling conflict.
Football game.
No, football is pretty much done. Saturdays at least. So I didn't know, you know, my wife's going somewhere and I'm like, oh, times might conflict.
Well, go Stag. Do they still say that? Can you go Stag somewhere?
Probably could. Might have to get like a, you know, I don't know. I'd have to work out the logistics. But it's only for a few hours, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, like, who wants to, yeah, like, it's a, I treat those things as drop-ins. I don't treat it as like a dinner.
No, plus we're good at kind of, you know, weaving in and out of time situations.
Did that real good at the upfront thing.
Oh, yeah.
Went through.
Back to front.
Like, I literally was glad the bathroom where it was, because when I went twice, I got to meander through all the people and say hello to them several times.
Yeah, that's nice.
Which is, if you do a pass-through once, for some people, like, they remember that as, oh,
I
saw him.
That's all they need to remember. Yeah, I saw him here. He was here. So, you know, I'll go in, say hello to everyone at the Christmas party.
And just make an appearance.
Go take a dump, just and then leave.
Immediately leave. Well, if I can't get a cheese cube skewer, why am I waiting around?
I know who the food is this year. I won't say it on the radio, but it's worth going for.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. I don't want to say it on the radio because I think they like paid full price for it.
Could I get as much as I wanted, though, if I go?
How much do you want?
I looked at the list of RSVP, yes, no, maybes, and like there's a lot of no's.
You
I was
saw
like,
the list?
Yeah. You click on the little thing on Google.
Okay.
It'll show you. I looked to see. You were on the original invite. You just may not have gotten it. I looked to see that. I was like, well, maybe they saw his last name and thought he didn't celebrate Christmas. But no, it was nothing like that at all.
I got like two or three different emails. I wonder if it went to one of those and just didn't bounce to me.
I don't know.
But I may be all day.
So I got a text yesterday, and it's from someone who works here. And it said, are you coming to the Christmas party? And I said, yes. I will be there. I've already, I don't know what RSVP stands for. What does it mean?
It's French.
Okay.
Reserved.
RSVP bleu. So yes, I had RSVP blued. And they said, are you bringing anyone with you? And I said, no.
No, oh, dang it.
And they're like, don't. And I was like,
that's messed up.
What? Because I went back and looked at the original invite. There, you get a plus one on there.
They said, don't bring anybody.
Don't bring anyone. I have a surprise for you. What does that mean? Is the company getting me a hooker?
Oh, that's strange.
I thought that meant don't bring anybody so I can bump my plus one to a plus two.
Oh, is that what you think? But that's what it is.
Unless somebody's trying to manipulate the numbers. I don't know.
But like, if it's like a, like, you know.
From a specific person?
Yeah. I won't say who it is. It's a woman, but I don't think she's asking for like her, nor, you know, office.
She's not going to bring you a date, is she?
I don't think it's only going to be company people, right?
Well, you can have plus ones of whatever your plus one is.
You think somebody's going to use a plus one and bring somebody to see me? No.
I wouldn't do that for anybody else. Somebody might, though. You know how some people like to play matchmaker.
I don't like being matchmade.
And it's usually women that like to do that. They like to play the matchmaker.
The last time I did that, it went south.
Well, maybe this woman knows that she's not going to bring a plus one. She wants to make sure you don't. So she can kind of, you know, mac on that leg.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mac on the leg.
She's trying to throw some bag. That's the, I guess, the opposite of throwing leg. She's throwing bag, you're throwing leg.
Throwing some leg, though, like, how do women throw leg?
They'd be throwing bag.
Are you familiar with throwing leg, Paige?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're about to be. Throw some you go leg. To the party. Yeah, that's what that is. That's a hookup waiting to happen.
No.
And don't do it.
That person, like, it ain't like that. Like, I mean, no, I mean.
It's not like that now, but could it be?
No.
Like that, okay.
No.
It's not a good idea.
I mean, like, I have a very strict thing about that at work. No.
Thank God you do, because a lot of people don't.
I know.
It's a bad idea.
I've seen that happen.
It is a bad idea.
And I've only seen it work out once, where the people, you know, are still together. It usually never works out.
Yeah, I know. It's don't get your panani where you get your mamani or whatever it says.
Don't eat where you take a dump or something like that.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
So RSVP stands for Responde, s'il vous plaît.
Oh.
Told you it was Spanish.
Yes, you knew it. All right. We will take a break right here. When we come back.
Well, holiday hookup.
How far along did you go in school? No matter what the answer is, you can play. You just got to be 18 or over. And if somebody calls and it's already on hold from, let's say, Chattanooga, somebody else calls from Chattanooga, we can't have two people from Chattanooga.
Oh, no.
Or two people from Greenville or Spartanburg. It's got to be two people from two different cities spelling in a spelling bee for Spellenberg. We're going to play it next. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Paige, don't get excited. She just saw we're giving away golly.com gift cards. She gets very excited about that.
Yeah.
We'll be playing Spellenberg next. Good morning, everybody.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like five cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yeah. Hmm-bop.
Spellenberg. Hmm-bop. Spellenberg. Hmm-bop. Spellenberg. Hmm-bop.
Bow.
Time to call and rep your town. From Chesney to Greenville. Find the spelling champ, whether from Easley or Spartanburg. Can you beat the caller? That phone from Hendersonville. Tell me who in the world will
win Spellenberg.
Can you spell pneumonia, or will you just pout and hang up? We'll find out who's witty, who really knows their words. If you gotta work, then get up. If you're coming home, then stay up to hear who in the world will
win Spellenberg.
If you're from Greer or from Taylor's, Anderson or Chesney, Bowling Springs to Hendersonville, just call up.
Yeah.
Hoom-bop. Spellenberg. Hoom-bop. Spellenberg, boom, bop. Spellenberg, boom, bop,
bow.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. I love
bow.
I love this game. I love administering the game and not playing it.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking to try to play it.
It's very nerve-wracking. When you have the answers in your hand or on your screen, it's easy to sound like a, you know, Mr. Big Time Know-It-All.
Till you hear it and you try to sound it out and it's like, ugh. This is hard.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the reason I do administer the game is because I did win the severe middle school spelling bee in seventh grade and went on to district and lost in round one.
Did you lose on mayonnaise, or was that a different story?
No, that was one of the words. I won on mayonnaise. Or no, I didn't win. I got mayonnaise right, and then. One of my words was also cheese, and I asked him to say it in a sentence. I really did. Well, I didn't
spread the.
It's with the S either way, but nevertheless.
That's when somebody's trying to stall.
That's what I was exactly what I was trying to do. I was making sure I heard him right. I could have just said, "Hey, say it again."
What's the origin, please?
What's the origin? All right, let me open up the. I am stalling right now. I'm opening up my phone thing here to see. We have two contestants to play Spellenberg. Let's go by order of waiting the longest. Let's go to Inman, South Carolina. Representing Inman is P1 Bustin' Chops. Good morning, Chops.
What's going on, guys and gal? How are you doing?
Well, yeah. Sir, Merry Christmas.
Busting.
Merry Christmas to you.
Chops.
So, busting makes me feel good. Did you know that Busting Chops, my grandson loves Ghostbusters, the theme song. And then I never noticed. Nice. Yeah, that Ray Parker Jr. That one part, though, when it goes, Bustin' makes me feel good. We sing it together in unison, he and I. It's pretty strange. All right. How far along in school did you go, Chops?
I graduated from college. I actually graduated where Paige graduated from.
Cal State Hayward?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I thought you went to the Vagina Waxing
Academy.
East Bay University
or whatever it is now.
Okay. Only it's Cal State East Bay now, there.
Yeah. Wow, look at that. Wow. Well, you guys,
what'd you major in?
You know what? We have a game here.
Business with marketing and advertising.
Of course, that's a great business school.
Definitely. It's my favorite. Okay, Busting Chops, a college grad who is taking on Old Fort, North Carolina's Brandy. Hey, Brandy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How far along in school did you go?
I got a little bit of college, too.
Some college, nice. Okay. Same.
Some college, yeah.
I'm the same. We went to the same place. Okay, very good. I don't know which college you went to, but I have some college. They don't allow you to put an alma mater you didn't finish.
No.
But that's the last one I went to, so it should be my alma mater.
You did attend.
I did halfway. Yeah. I should get my alma.
You did attend.
All right. Busting Chops, I must ask you this. Do you have any facial hair, a beard, a mustache, head hair?
Definitely.
Okay, good.
Full beard.
And what nice. About you, Brandy? Do you have someone in your life that maybe can?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, because that's what's up for grabs here. You got a gift card to my personal website, gallet.com. I have to actually say that I do own it because it's part of the legal. I do.
So many rules.
It's
man.
Not like a, look at my thing, but I have to say it.
Golly.
It's, whatever. Okay. So, Spellenberg, I will say the word. You will scream your name if you want to spell it. If you get it wrong, you will hear this sound. If you get it right, you hear this sound. And, thank you.
That's a good one, Lyle.
And you won't lose any points if you get it wrong. So, try if you even think you know, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, I tried to make these still holiday/Christmas related, but we really kind of exhausted that last week, so a few of these are a stretch. Okay, here we go. Round one, college grad, Busting Chops versus some college Brandy. The word is nativity.
Bustin'.
Or Bustin'.
N-A-T-I-V-I-T-Y.
Oh, that's it.
One on the board. One on the board.
He got that one pretty. He nailed that
good.
One.
He got that one really good. Fire. Really good. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. Round two.
I got to represent Paige. I can't just let her down.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you know Paige in school? Like, was she a Girl Friday kind of thing?
No. I've called in before, and I think Paige, she very plainly said, I think I was a little before your time.
Yeah. Plus, we wouldn't have met because we were at different parts of the campus.
Paige went there when it was whites only.
No,
I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Not that school.
That was a joke.
I don't know about Hayward, but you know.
Yeah, not Hayward. Okay. Have you ever been there?
Yeah. All right.
It's a melting pot.
I want Brandy to get smoked. She gets skunked.
Brandy, here we go. Brandy, you're going to get this one. I know. But here we go. Word number two, Kwanzaa.
Bustin'. K-W-A-N-Z-A.
It's incorrect. Brandy. Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa? Oh gosh, I have no idea.
Well, you're not going to lose any points for just trying. Kwanzaa.
K-W-A-Z-A.
Quaza. It's not Kwanzaa. Paige for fun? Paige is writing down words. I think she's going to try to guess just for fun.
Like Kwanzaa Hut, like you'd have in your
I'm
yard.
I'm not going to spell this right, but I think I remember.
There's no Q in it if you're going to start with that. I'll go ahead and tell you.
No C either. K-W-A-N-Z-A-A.
Yeah. Oh, two A's. Three A's.
Two A's. Or three. Yeah, three total. Okay. Yeah. So no points on that one except for Paige. And Paige, you don't have a beard, so you can't win. Here we go.
What you know of.
What?
Damn. Nice.
You know, there's several ways I could take that. So many separate ways. But I'm not going to talk about your pubic hair live. All right, here we go.
So you take care of it all.
All right, remember, I'm trying to make these as holiday-ish as possible.
But I'm sorry.
So here we go. Word number three is Jägermeister.
Oh, Lord.
Bustin'
chops for the win. No, no, this would no, it wouldn't be the win yet. You'll get another point.
He's unsure, though.
Don't look at the bottle on the shelf. Let's just do this off the top of our head.
J-A-G-E-R-M-E-I-S-T-E-R.
Really?
Good job. Yeah.
Correct.
There's no E before the G?
No.
Dang.
J-A-G-E-R. M-E-I-S-T-E-R.
I thought this whole time there's an E before the G, and it's got one of those funny little A's.
Little umlauts.
Yeah.
That was by the band Hanson, right?
It was. Umlaut.
Hi, I'm Chris Hanson with Umbop. All right, so that means two. Brandy.
I know, I got to get it together.
Let's go, baby.
Who is this person that would benefit from winning this gift card from Gale.com, which for extra credit, page is spelled how?
G-A-H-L-A-Y.
Golly! That's the way to do it.
It's only on your hat.
Brandy, who would you be giving? Well, I am wearing a hat that says it right
now. Go on.
If you got it wrong, that would be really embarrassing. Brandy, is this a husband, a boyfriend, a brother?
It's fiance.
Oh, good for you. Okay, here we go.
Oh.
All right, so come on, Chops. You know, maybe, you know.
Throw it.
I'm fairly easy on her. I want her to win too.
Okay.
Shave a couple points.
Here we go.
No, you don't.
This is a stretch for holiday words and Christmas words, but some of you might find yourselves in one of these. The word is dilemma.
Brandy.
Brandy?
I'll let Brandy go. Go ahead.
D-I-L-E-M-A. I feel like that's not right.
Follow your feelings. That's true. It was not right.
I don't know this one.
What about you, Chops, for the win? Don't get it right.
Sorry. D-I-L-E-M-M-A.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That was it.
Son of a gun. Son of a gun. You know, when you get it right, sorry, it actually Randy. Lessens my promo time for my website.
I'm sorry.
I was looking for really bad spellers today so I could extend this into two segments.
Good game, Brandy. Good game.
You know what?
Thank you.
Brandy,
thank you,
I'm going to give you one. If you get this one right, Brandy, you get one as well, okay? I'm breaking the rules.
Okay.
Here we go. The last and final word is kleptomaniac.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, good Lord. Kleptomaniac?
Yes.
Okay. C-O-E-P-T.
All right, Brandy. Well, God bless you and your fiance.
I tried.
I know. But congratulations, P1 Bustin' Chops. You just won a gift card to Gale.com. Go get you some of that vanilla smoke beard and body wash that I used this morning, and it smells so good. Free shipping, too.
All right. Awesome.
Yes, sir. Hold your horses, and we'll get your information from you.
Yeah.
And for Brandy and everyone else that probably got a lot of those words wrong, if you go to the website and use the promo code P1, which I hope you are, you'll get free shipping and 20% off using that promo code at checkout.
I heard there's all kinds of stuff on there, like, you know, boxes and whatnot.
All kinds of just good stuff. Yes. Yeah. Not things like that. All right. Paige?
Yeah.
Spell Cavassier. No, I'm kidding. What are you working on the Plex?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're going to find out what life decisions can stress you out the most.
God, this time of year?
I mean,
all of them.
Everything.
Well, are you talking about Brandy's fiance, who's now embarrassed she can't spell?
Oh, I know, he's got no beard product now.
He's really got he's got no beard product now.
C-A-L-Y-P-T-O, maniac.
Nope. Boom. You just spelled Calypso maniac. Good morning, everybody.
feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm Paige.
And our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, there's enough in life that stresses you out. And there was a study that asked people about their toughest, most stressful life decisions. And here are the ones that really stress us out.
We'll
go to the bottom of the list. Whether to move to another country.
Country?
What?
Yeah, I guess people.
Who did you poll? Rosie O'Donnell and Ellen DeGeneres?
I was going to think city, but like not country.
Yeah. I don't know.
I would never live in another country.
No.
Never?
No.
I mean, there's places I'd like to live, but.
Go.
Couldn't afford it.
I mean, I don't mean to mean,
you know,
but like.
That's the third time today you said leave.
No, you made a funny.
And I may just take you up on that.
You ain't going to do it.
You made a funny thing earlier, and I just kind of compounded on top of it. But, like, what other country?
I don't know how long I would live there, but I would like to, you know, have dual citizenship in Europe and America.
But, like, I think you have to pick a country, though. You can't pick just the continent.
Paris.
That would also be that's a city.
Well, it is France.
There you go.
France.
Okay, so so dual. So you'd like to go back and forth.
Yeah,
you can't really. So it's kind of like you're bisexual for countries.
But I would see, I would miss my mountain house. I'd miss everything.
So that's
here.
A third place. You can't even decide in which city you want to live in here.
I would love to go and live both places if that's possible, because I would miss a lot about the United States. I love it here.
Yeah.
So I went to
school. Freedom.
I went to school with this girl. Grew up a businesswoman, didn't have kids, you know, money, free time, whatever. So she travels the world. And I'll look at her pictures and I'm like, I'm good. Like, I don't want to go to Morocco, India.
I know who you're talking about. Then.
Other places she goes, and I'm like,
oh, no.
And I'm like, I don't want to go there. Because I'm good. Like, I don't want to go to Europe ever for anything.
I've
not after videos I watched.
Well, I know. The architecture.
We're such
culture,
easy marks for pickpockets.
But see, that's
don't carry like, a purse.
Remember, I told you I talked to a buddy who had to go to London for work stuff a month or so ago, and he was like, "Dude, there was a protest on every corner." But prior to that, I had talked to someone who is from there, who lives here now, but had just went back home. Who says that stuff's all blown out of proportion? It's not like that.
No.
But I was wondering, was that person saying that as like some kind of diplomacy? Or?
Like protecting the homeland kind of thing? But yet again, they're here.
Because I've heard from various other people.
So it must not be so good.
Yeah. I don't think it is.
I don't think so. Well, I don't. He was like, dude, every corner you turned, there was some kind of, and it wasn't the same kind of protest. It was various protests.
Well, that would be different.
I want to protest a protest.
Yeah. Okay. So other things on the list, whether to get vaccinated, which
still
that
thing.
Shouldn't stress you out. That's a pretty easy decision, right? Yes or no?
Like, I would not do it. You know, I got it 3 times and I was vaccinated too. It didn't help.
Yeah.
Well, here are more important things that you would stress out about.
AIDS, not COVID.
Getting married. That's very stressful. It can be.
You know, I'll say more people think about that these days.
Getting married?
Oh, yeah. Instead of just rushing into it. You know, it's like... You know,
oh, yes. That's what you're saying.
All the considerations.
Yeah. Like I mean, and if you're going to get married in a church, or where you're going to do it, and who's going to come to your wedding, and what are you going to wear, and what are you going to feed everybody?
No, that's the women that are thinking about that.
How do you decide where to live? You both got houses, and you get married?
Well, you rent one, or you sell it. I mean, it's...
But then it's like, whose house is better? Then you're like, if she's like, I just want to stay in my house. You come here. It's like, you don't like my house?
You're like, I like my house. And if we get married, you'll come into my house and try to change it.
Yes. Your decor goes out the door.
Because women think they know how to decorate for some reason.
Well,
like, what's wrong
good,
with it?
I'm good at that. My own sister thought that I had had an interior designer come to at least my living room, my house.
I mean,
I'm like, I got access to the internet. I know how to copy stuff.
I feel like women like too many colors, like together at once. The room's too bright, makes the house too bright.
Yeah.
They got no contrast.
No.
What's wrong with a gray wall and like a black couch?
I like that.
I have a red room.
Like, I don't want yellow door.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want yellow walls, okay?
Here's some other stuff on the list, whether to get surgery.
Well, I'll quit smoking in here then.
Please, by all means.
Cigarettes?
Whether to get surgery or whether to buy a house.
Surgery? Like what kind?
Well, I mean, sometimes people like have butts. To decide, like back surgery or some kind of surgery that you... It's a big decision.
Like, remember, we're at Adam and Eve, and we saw all those dudes with the boots.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is happening? And then I'm like, it's the end of the year, the medical benefits.
Get it.
Do you know how hard it is to get a breast reduction?
Why is it so hard?
I don't know.
Yes, so sweet. You're looking for me.
No, but I know somebody. They're like, hey, lose a certain amount of weight. They do it, and they're like, nope, still not going to do it. So I don't know.
Well,
it's like
a different kind of, it's not, it's a different type of fat in a sense, like, you know what I mean, like, it's like you, and fat can be stored in so many ways. Like, your gut, fat boy, is hard as a rock.
It's got visceral fat. That's not what you want, though.
Rest in peace, visceral.
That is hard.
I don't mind fake breasts as long as they don't look fake.
You're fake, how could you not look fake if it's fake?
Like, if it's obvious.
You can get good jobs where you can't see any, like, they go through the belly button. Or there's enough skin that they
go up through the back.
Didn't go too big. You know what I mean?
Plus, they got the gummy bear implants now. They're supposed to be like top notch, top tier.
It means the baby would be diabetic a bit.
They'll like teardrop boobies. If
that's
you will.
The, you know, like the, again, the 70s and 80s breasts so look way different than the breasts they of do. Today. They just were shaped. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was plastic or the what we eat now or
this is so
the
natural.
Water.
So nice and natural.
It's like when women started getting big butts is when their nipples started changing too.
That's a correlation, right?
It's evolution, baby.
Other things on the list is whether to become self-employed, whether to drive a car, whether to invest money. Here's the top two. Whether to quit your job without an alternative gig. And the number one most stressful thing is to accept a new job or not.
See, that's the interesting one. The number two ties in with the entrepreneurship. When do you trust your own business enough to rely on it? That's got to be tough.
Well, for example, I'm 5 years into mine. I've just now started advertising it. So, I mean, you know, not, I mean, like on this level kind of thing.
But what is the, like, what is the curve for, is it 5 years till you kind of get a grasp?
I think when, 5 years, it's sustainable if it.
So you start showing a profit.
Or when you learn, like, how it goes and how it works.
Yeah. Well, and it, like, I mean, with my case, it's more of, like, it's like you see on Shark Tank. Like, you, if you sell this or whatever, hey, if you're making money, why do you want to get money from us? Because if I buy a volume, I can get it cheaper. Thus, the landed cost would be cheaper. But see, my stuff is like, you know, some of the stuff I got now, like I told you, I had two pallets. I never had that before. And that's a good thing, but oh, yeah. I can buy a volume now. And it, because like one of my things like with free shipping is like the shipping rates keep going up. And that's where I eventually it's going to like eat into the profits. So I'll, you know.
You'll have to appeal to an investor.
I'll have to reevaluate. I mean, you know, have to figure it out. I'll start driving it to your house. I don't know.
How you would do that locally. Find your little local angel investor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Stuart Spinks. All right.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
He has no facial hair, though. I got to get somebody with facial hair, like a Nario.
I'll put it up front lobby. I don't
maybe,
care.
Maybe
you should. Nario, you want 49%?
Well.
Well, I got to keep controlling interest. I've seen enough movies. I know that.
Do you hear me? Gallo shaving cream. Do you have that?
No, we don't preach shaving.
I know this like me
just trying to get rid of.
But don't you sculpt?
That's like owning a candy store and say, hey, won't y'all go on a diet? No,
I'm just saying for the people that don't have, you would have another market, or just
can't have it all, Paige. Can't have it all. Yeah, it's like a Cheesecake Factory. You know, they started making cheesecakes and they started hamburgers
it's
and
like
then omelets and Philly cheesesteaks.
Not everybody has oily skin.
Chicken tendies and. You know, oh, we got to have some Spanish, Mexican food.
Hot Cinnamon Bickies.
Pizza, the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah. But maybe. I'll look into it.
Yeah, I would.
You want to go into it with that?
Sure.
Okay. Because I've already got one thing that I'm thinking about mixing you in on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a little, what are they, pasties or?
No, pubes all.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.